Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe, Elliot, Devin, James, wonderful to be with you. Phil's back at it tonight versus Toronto. You know, Elliot's saying don't really go in with this group, doesn't believe in them enough. Not saying they can't win at all, but Elliot thinks it's too much of a long shot. I disagree with that. Sixers, third pick in the draft. To me, more intriguing than who they're going to pick is how much almost nobody seems to care, or at least care much.
Well, it's a chance to care again. I mean, it is. If they get a player, I mean, look at it. Was not the most exciting part of the year last year, that like week and a half when McCain was awesome.
Yeah, but let me think of it this way, Elliot. Let's just say, because long term, yes, it can make a huge impact. Third pick was Michael Jordan. Like, anything's possible. Not getting in Michael Jordan, but you know, sometimes the best player is not taken at one or two. I mean, Doncic wasn't at one or two. Steph Curry wasn't at one or two. Greek Freak wasn't at one or two.
Maxie was in the 20s.
Jokic wasn't at one or two. I mean, a lot of great players can go three and beyond. So, you know, that guy could be available for the Sixers. With that said, it'll probably take a long time for that guy to become the guy, if he ever does. And in the short term, if Joel can't answer the bell, it's meaningless.
Joel doesn't matter anymore. Like, I don't even know why we bring him up. Like, maybe he'll play next year. He probably won't. They're not going to win a title with him. He'll probably be gone in 2 years.
Well, he's going to kill the guy's salary cap chances up.
For sure.
Let's just say this guy's awesome. Let's just say this guy's awesome. Whoever he is, you're still not going to be able to sign anyone for 4 or 5 years.
So
that's a huge problem.
I do get that point, but for what it's worth, like Maxie, McCain, I mean, Grimes was decent last year. What's weird is the Sixers actually have like some intriguing role pieces that could be, you know, 5 through 9 on a really good team. They just have to find the best guy, and this is their chance to find that best guy.
And I think 5 through 9 stinks, and I think that was proven last year. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the
phones. I disagree.
215-592-94.
Compared to 5 through 9 for Indiana, man. Like, you know.
No, I'm just saying they actually have some intriguing role players. I'm not, like, saying
agree.
Get super excited. Well, Yabusele, Grimes.
They all stink. They all stink.
Okay. Well, they don't all stink, for what it's worth.
Well, then why the team? Why couldn't they pick up
Because their best
Penny
players
Slack?
Were trash last year.
Well, that is true.
I get the 5 through 9 Indiana wouldn't have them in the NBA Finals. They need 1 through 4 to be awesome.
5 through 9, give me Aaron McKee. Give me Todd McCullough. Give me the Buford.
Pepe Sanchez.
The sheriff, who was Ronnie Buford. Give me freaking...
Jermaine Jones. Rajah Bell.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, Fran. Just said Matt Geiger. No. Give me 1999 Matt Geiger, not 01 Matt Geiger.
Matt Geiger saved Iverson here, remember?
Yes, he did. Yes, not on the court, though. Not on the court, Elliot.
He'd be a piston.
And he did rip the ball out of Chuck Daly's hand in the 99 playoffs, and that was pretty cool. Let's go, phones. And then all the stuff with the Eagles on the table, including position battles and more. Tom in Abington right now. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing this morning?
It's what the hammer does, Tom.
It's what the hammer does.
Yeah, I guess Andy was definitely live this morning, but I don't think he was hot.
Ooh.
Needless to say, I'll be going back and listening to that on the Odyssey app on my way home today. Maybe 2 or 3 times.
That was a fantastic beat the hammer. I enjoyed it immensely.
Tom, were you rooting? Tom, all right. Would you say more of the audience was rooting for me than normal?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah. However, Joe, Superman is not a human being.
He is a human.
All right, so if we discovered a group of human-like people that were living on Mars, right, would we call them humans or would we call them Martians?
Well, they could be both. I mean, wasn't Matt Damon a human on Mars in The Martian?
He came from Earth.
He did come from Earth.
He's a human.
Yeah, so he's a human. Planted there. I'm talking.
The movie was just called The Martian. He never was called a Martian. It was just because he was there by himself. Like he was a human who was trapped on Mars because he came from Earth.
But let's say Mr. Damon and Mrs. Damon have a kid in that movie on Mars. Is that kid a Martian?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. But that's totally
being a human is different from being a human.
It's like a different, like there. It's
it is different. Also, she's
apples
right.
and oranges.
Like that's not like, apples and oranges.
That kid is not a Martian. That kid is not a Martian.
Being an Earthling is not the same thing as being a human.
An alien can be a human.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can.
No.
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 No. By definition. By definition.
Guys, all right. Let's say two ants go to Jupiter, and then they have a little.
Still ants.
And then they have a kid ant. Is the kid ant an ant?
Yes.
Is the kid ant an alien?
If two adults have a kid in a vet, is that baby a dog?
Say it again.
If two adults have a kid inside of like a vet pound, is that kid a dog?
What's a vet?
Oh my God!
Are you kidding me?
A veterinarian,
Are you serious?
Well, a veterinarian's the name of the doctor, right?
You've never.
I'm saying like a vet's office.
You've never. Vet's office. You said inside the doctor.
You called a vet. You take the dog to the vet.
You just said if they have a kid inside the doctor.
We'll simplify it. Inside a pet shop. There you go.
Pet shop. Thank you. That's what Adrian was in. A pet shop.
Everyone says go to the vet.
No one.
Joe's never owned an animal. That's him being wrong.
I'm not understanding why people talk.
No,
it's not.
All right, Tom, bring some order to this court.
Superman is human-like. You brought up Luke Skywalker, but that's a different world. In the world of Superman, he's an alien. He's not a human. Okay, now
he is an alien and human. Go ahead.
His father wasn't from Earth. His father's from Krypton.
That's okay.
James' knowledge of Krypton is so
Tom, honestly, this is one of the dumbest arguments you've ever made in the history of our
show. Tom, I'm going to ask you one more question, then we're going to get to whatever other point you have. In Total Recall, were they humans?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Well, the answer is yes. They were not on Earth, and they were humans.
But you're mixing worlds up. I mean, you can't.
It is what it is. All right, give me your other point. Now that we're through that, and I prove
it. Is for the guy across from you there, Esp?
Yes.
All right, so I asked
call you
both.
Esp?
Yeah, he does that. It's good.
Yeah, so I asked Esp and Devin if Roy Halladay is a Philly or a Blue Jay. Okay, so Joe, I ask you, Roy Halladay, was he a Philly or a Blue Jay?
To the nation, he's primarily a Blue Jay.
Absolutely.
Boom.
It's
Take
not even
that,
close.
Tom. How about that?
Nope, he's wrong.
No, you're wrong, Tom. He's a Blue Jay.
To the nation. Philly.
You might be shocked to know Tom asked a bunch of Phillies fans at the game, and they all said Phillies.
Well, of course.
Yes, that's the point I made to Tom. Like, he is a great Philly, but he is known as a Blue Jay.
Yeah. For the nation.
Yeah. Dude, sorry to see you take that.
He was in Toronto
like that,
for 12 years.
Yeah. All right,
12
Tom,
years.
Tom, I need an answer from you. You can win the prize, a movie and TV role, same character, same actor or actress.
I'm just going to pick the low-hanging fruit here and say Moonlighting and the correct movie for Bruce Willis, which is Die Hard.
You got it, Tom. All right. Yeah, I mean, he's right there. So, but Seltzer says he's not going to vote for it, which is a little childish, but it's okay.
Well, I'm surprised James loves
When things
Die
get
Hard.
Taken off, yeah, I would have voted for it if it wasn't, like, given away.
I
like,
mean,
it's
we, said
not,
or we said earlier.
Yeah, it's, in my mind, that was available. The same thing as when you take an answer off the board.
Yeah,
and you're like,
I
well, I'm taking Sarah Connor off the board today. Like,
But I did it.
I know you didn't, but that example was the exact. You said that's the wrong answer. We don't know the
right
answer.
I want to get to something with Larry.
It could still win, though.
I want to get something with Larry Anderson because he was on the afternoon show yesterday, and obviously the Phillies bats have been lame-o lately, except they were good the other day in the last game 2 days ago. But for the most part, the bats have struggled, particularly without Bryce, which there have been now two different stretches without Bryce in recent weeks. Here's Larry Anderson on the Phillies bats without Bryce.
The fourth highest paid team in baseball. One guy coming going down shouldn't affect it tremendously offensively. Is he a big part of it? Absolutely. I mean, it's stupid to even think anything else. But the fact that, that the other guys can't hold it together and score more than two runs a game for a length of time, that's nothing to do with losing your best player. That's just guys just not doing what they're capable. Even if Harper was healthy, maybe they'd still be going through this streak because, it's just one bat.
Two questions, Elliot and Devin. James and I and John and Rhea covered this the last few days when you guys weren't here. Let me ask both of you these questions. One's a negative, one's a positive. Which player's hitting woes frustrate you the most?
I would probably...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Please say stop.
Okay.
Because I think he had a chance to really solve the leadoff spot. And I also think there was a time where we viewed him as a potential next great player. And he clearly is not that. So I would probably say Stott.
What's your answer on that, Devin?
So I don't know if frustrate is the right word, but JT Realmuto, actually. And I know that he's had, you know, some moments lately where he's, you know, shown some more offense. But his frustrate me just because I think that he's officially, you know, past his prime, at least at the plate. I know that he's still one of the best catchers, if not the best catcher in baseball. But, like, you can just see that, you know, he might have – had his most productive offensive days. And for that, it's like frustrating every time he comes up to the plate, especially when it's in a moment where they have runners in scoring position and, you know, you want to have more production and you just know that JT likely is going to be a black hole in the lineup.
All right. Positive oriented question. Of the players that have struggled offensively, which is almost all of them, and I'm not counting Schwarber in the last, you know, week or two, of the players that we know are the guys that have been holding them back, who, forget the future, deep future, not talking about that now, this year, this season, who do you believe in the most can really pick it up?
So I will say Castellanos, because I think in a big
spot. He's out, he's been.
So fine. I don't think he can. I got to tell you, I think people are overrating his season. He never walks and he doesn't hit many homers. Yes, his batting average is 280-something. He never walks and he doesn't have many homers. I don't think.
Yeah, like, I think he's been a disappointment.
I do too.
The bar he is hasn't been very low.
No, he hasn't been as bad as like JT and Stott. I get that. But when I view the Castellanos season, I view it more through the negative prism than positive.
For sure. I mean, he's supposed to hit home runs, and their whole thing is no one hits home runs besides Schwarber. But what I was going to say is I think Castellanos is someone that could go like 0 for 20, and I would still trust him in a playoff game. Like he's had enough big kind of home runs, and maybe it's irrational confidence, but for me it would be Castellanos.
Devin, who do you believe in to pick it up?
Well, we kind of did a similar question Wednesday, and I said Alec Bohm, and then, you know, Alec Bohm went on and had a great game.
Good call.
So I trust that he can, you know, continue this upswing that he's on. I have faith that Alec Bohm, like, even just the way he's built, when we saw how he did, you know, up until the All-Star break and even a little bit after last season, really up until, like, August, September in the postseason when he kind of fell off, he can be a great offensive player. He just hasn't been. I feel like he's stuck in his head, and we know he has these like mental issues.
He has had a nice
month.
Overcome
that.
He's really done a good job over about, I'd have to look it up, but 4 to 5 weeks, whatever mm-hmm. it's been. It is amazing though. He was second in the league last year in doubles.
Yeah,
I mean that's an accomplishment.
So
second in the league in doubles.
Was it? He was leading the league in RBIs for a while.
For a while last year,
he almost won the home run derby at the All-Star game. Like he is a really good offensive player, or he used to be, and I just have to have faith that he can get back.
All right, so all of this on the table, including, of course, the Eagles and position battles. You know, good chance for us with Elliot, obviously, our Eagles reporter. If you have an Eagles question for him, you know, we fire a ton at him. But if you think there's a question that you'd like to know about the birds, like the ring ceremony, when's it going to happen? All right, we'll get into that.
Crazy it got delayed.
Is it going to happen in training camp? Are players in the other teams going to have to come during training camp to the ring ceremony?
A certain point, you wonder if they don't want to. Like, you can't do it in training camp.
No, obviously.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah. No.
James, just because I said Andy from Denver's not man enough?
Honestly, I didn't even think of it, but nicely done.
You know, just.
Maybe subconsciously.
Maybe. All right, I hope you're having a great start to your Friday morning as we head into another summer weekend. Of course, a lot of people are getting ready to come down the shore, which is always fun, or at least often fun. I guess every once in a while you get a rainy week and stuff like that. But for the most part, being down the shore is great. And so are the kids – I know I asked this the other day. I'll ask it again. Are they out of school yet?
I feel like they got to be.
I mean, Zoe's been off this whole week, so I think –
But she's young, right?
Yeah, she's kindergarten. But her whole school was like the same day. It's preschool through eighth grade, and they were all done the same day. But I don't know about high schools and whatnot.
Good deal. So, you know, one more thing back to Ruben's and I call it Ruben's golf outing, but it's the Richie Ashburn, Harry Callis Foundation in conjunction with the Ruben Amaro Senior Foundation golf outing yesterday. You know, one thing struck me. I was sitting in that room after the golf was over, and we're having a meal, and there's, and you look everywhere, you see Phillies players of yesteryear. Because obviously it's hard for the present day group to participate. I mean, they get one day off basically two days off a month, you know? So, like, they got to be very selective with their spots. And I'll say, I would not advise a current player to go stand in, you know, massive heat for five hours of golf.
Absolutely not.
Especially when they do it. They do it all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. But you see all these players from yesteryear, and I was struck. And, James, you know I bring this point up a lot, and I'll just say it again, how much the Phillies community,
totally,
the Eagles community, and the Flyers community run laps around the Sixers community when it comes to bringing the former players together and having events and having fans there. And, like, there is none of that with the Sixers.
It's not, it's not even comparable.
Now,
like,
it has to be.
Like,
it's not comparable. Now, it has to be stated. This is only to be fair. They have the smallest rosters.
Yeah, there's way more.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's fewer players, fewer Sixers. Fact. Used to be 12 players on a team. Now there's 15. But it's just, it's striking. I mean, the Flyers of the 70s were like 50 years ago, and so many of them still live in the area. It's just, I don't know. You guys know my frustration, and I don't think I'm alone. So,
two things. One, I agree with you, but like the Sixers do have like Iverson and Dr. J at games quite a bit. I know
that's
a different thing than what you're talking about. But
I also think they probably pay them.
Yeah, I think they trot them out.
Yes, yeah. I don't think, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you mentioned, you know, how the Phillies shouldn't go out and do outings and stuff. And I have a question for you off of something Schwarber just did. So what? Schwarber just had a, I don't know what the event was for, but he had like a,
it was for, like, his charity.
Yeah. His charity event, right?
You're not going to rip the charity event.
No.
Right.
But you're going to say,
was it an improper allocation of time?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
I think we would ask this question if it was an Eagles event or a Sixers event about their main players.
What?
I noticed a lot of the players were there. Trey Turner, like all the big names were there. No Bryce.
Doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Listen,
I think if the Eagles had an event and Jalen didn't show up, or if the Sixers had an event and Joel didn't show up, we would note that.
You're probably right, but here's what I will say. Back to my point of, especially this time of the year, not as much April, but this time of the year, 30 days, 31 days in a month, they normally get 2 days off.
Like, all his other teammates were there.
Listen, that's fine.
But yeah, that's like why it's more impressive that teammates are there.
You know what? Devin, I get that. But I'm just saying, like, when do these guys have time for a doctor's appointment? Any time with the kids? Family stuff? You know what? The last thing I'm going to do is poke at that when a player rarely gets a day off in that
sport.
That's fair.
I just thought,
James, you agree with
me? We would expect Jalen to be.
Yeah, I mostly agree with you. And he's also injured, too, so he's kind of separate from the team in certain ways and stuff. So I think Elliot's right to mention it. Like, it's something that, you know, is in a way notable, but I don't personally put much
thought. So I think it's noteworthy for either A, he didn't go, or B, to your point, like, maybe it is an injury thing where he didn't want to show whatever he's dealing with. Like, maybe his, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. So, the dentist, when they got to go to the dentist, do they bring the dentist to the players, or do they go to the dentist?
I'm sure they have a dentist that they can, like, hook up, what do you whether think it's there
they
or
what does the dentist bring the chair in?
I think they
bring the chair
in. They bring a barber in.
Yeah, they definitely go to a dentist. They're not bringing a dentist.
They go to one, but, like, it's probably set up and, like, scheduled by the team.
No, well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
Big Dom of the Phillies.
Maybe not.
Phillies do have a Big Dom guy.
Do they?
Yeah. Alex Coffey did a story on him. I forget his name. He's always around. He's not like famous as Big Dom. No one's Big Dom. No.
Dude, I went to the dentist yesterday. Getting your teeth cleaned is no joke.
It's the worst.
The dentist did a great job, but like, it was a way more intense experience.
Hey, Elliot, that's why you got to go to PI Dental Center.
There you go.
Best in the
Look
business.
At that plug.
And I'll tell you who else is maybe the best in the business is Vic Fangio. Now, there's a couple really great defensive coordinators, and we should not overlook a guy like Steve Spagnuolo, who, of course, has won four or five
Super Bowls.
Two with the Chiefs, two with the Giants.
Right?
No, I think he's only won with the Giants. I think he's won 4-1 with the Giants, 3 with the Chiefs.
He wasn't there in 07?
He was there in 07.
But
I don't think
11?
He was there in 11. I think he was the Rams coach in 11.
Oh, he might have
been. Yeah, he probably got a head coaching job off of 7.
I think he's won 4-1 with the Giants and 3 with the Chiefs, but I could be wrong. Whatever. It's somewhere up there.
He's ahead of Fangio in all-time coordinator rankings.
I mean, listen, he's done
he just
a lot.
Is. I don't know.
All right, so with that said, though,
You're correct, Joe.
6 for 6 today, Seltzer.
On fire today. Perry Fuehl was the defensive coordinator.
But that's the guy Deshaun flipped the ball at. Remember Deshaun caught a ball on the side?
Yes.
That was pretty disrespectful.
Yeah. That was cool, though.
It was kind of funny. All right, so, but, it, you know, look, everyone believes in Fangio. Fans, players. Let's listen to a conversation amongst Zach Bond, Cooper DeJean, and Reed Blankenship on DeJean and Blankenship's podcast. The endorsement that these guys have for Fangio, the belief that they have in him, is so clearly so strong. Listen to what they said.
What do you think it is about him that allows our defense to play so well together? I feel like it's the way he coaches us.
Old
like
school
in the
coach.
Meetings.
Yeah. Like he's an old school coach. Like he's not afraid to stand on business. You know, to put it like that and be real.
Yeah.
And like we're bought in though. Like we can be coached hard.
Yeah. That's definitely what it is.
And then Bosch reels.
I think our defense is so young that we like a lot of guys just came from college.
Yeah, so
they're used to that. What they're used to.
Yeah.
And they don't know any other way. Like the Georgia guys, like they're used to being coached hard and they can take coaching and stuff like that. But I think what makes Vic really special is the way he calls the game. Like the plays he calls in certain situations.
Yeah.
I don't think we were in a split safety in a run versus a run that second half of that whole season. He was just calling the game right.
he's a
good
dude. No, like
yeah.
And like manager. He believes in us too. Like
Super Bowl, we played like 2 coverages the whole game.
Yeah. You want to play fast.
You know, that last part obviously is about how he on game day puts them in a position based on the chess match, offense and defensive coordinator. And that's notable, and that's very significant. But that first part, when it is said he's not afraid to stand on business and be real, and we bought in and we want to be coached hard, that to me is the heart of the matter. And, Elliot, I am struck. I am so struck by how ridiculous the Miami Dolphins look. That they had this guy, basically ran him out of town because they were a bunch of wusses that didn't want to be coached hard. And, like, the Eagles are like, oh, okay, we'll take him. I mean, like, the Dolphins look like bozos. And credit to the Eagles players. And listen, maybe some of this does come from the Georgia thing and the Nick Saban thing at Alabama. I'm crossing different teams. And obviously the Eagles have more offensive players from Bama. But you know my point. Like, who you come from in college can make a difference. And I credit these Eagles players for not being the 24-year-old wusses that are out there in the world. They're like, oh, I'll be transfer portal guy because, you know, my coach yelled at me when I was a freshman, so I'll go play somewhere else as a sophomore.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of the benefits of drafting players from great programs. Like, they're essentially pro players already. I mean, being around Fangio for the year so far, I guess a little over a year now, he definitely has a way he likes to do things. That way is proven to work, and you don't really see him, you know, change from that. Like, the practice thing, he even made a joke in his last presser, you know, some people don't think you have to practice. I think we underestimate how much Fangio is going to do for the young players on this team for their long-term career. Obviously, the defense was great last year, but look at what he did for Jalen Carter. I mean, Jalen Carter played every single snap, essentially, the whole year. Jordan Davis, I think Fangio has been huge for Jordan Davis. And, you know, Jahad Campbell there at practice last week, he's working one-on-one with Vic Fangio off to the side. You brought up Fangio and the linebackers. There is no better coach to learn from, arguably, than Fangio as a rookie. So, yes, yeah, schematically, and he coaches hard and all that, but I think he's going to be great for these players' developments as well.
All right, so, you know, everything with the Eagles on the table, including your chance to ask Elliot a question while we have him here for the 4 hours in the morning show. Phillies, it's been frustrating. I am, to say the least, not ready to throw the towel on this group, but I know some people are kind of moving in that direction. And Superman, human or not? Let's go to the phones. Scott and King of Prussia. Scotty, how are you, pal?
Morning, team. Yippee-ki-yay.
Oh, you're not kidding, man.
Man, that was a throttling. That was just that was not even competitive.
And I didn't think they were the easiest questions, Scott.
No.
I had to process them to really, you know.
Well, you answered quickly, though, which was impressive.
I mean, clearly, well, I processed Andy from fast. Deptford right. did not think they were easy questions either.
Like, so. Scott, would you have known? I think James, that might be the first time James ever had a question. There are 9 potential answers named to.
I've had a couple of those over the years. I only know this because of spacing on the page where it goes past the one line for answers.
Scott, would you have known some of the 9 Hall of Famers he acquired?
8.
I would have known very few of those questions that were asked today, but that's why I don't call up to compete.
See, listen to Scott, everyone out there.
Yeah, I know my limitations, you know?
Let's
talk Phillies for a minute. My question for you, Joe and James, do you believe that this team has a chance to turn it around and compete for a World Series this year?
In a word, yes.
Yes.
Okay. A matter of fact, I'd even go stronger. Absolutely.
All right. And I think that's certainly the Phillies' take on it. And they're going to stay committed, and they're not going to pack it in and trade off pieces. For me personally, though, I've come to the point where I think it's time to sell off the 32 and over club. I think that the Phillies are going to be caught in a rebuild. I do not see this team as competing for the World Series.
I won't
see them getting old fast, and I see that this could be a repeat of what we had years ago. And
so, Scott, here, let me tell you a couple spots where I disagree dramatically. First off, they're stocked with a lot of starting pitching. So let's just start with that.
Yep.
Okay, that's number one. I think that will sustain them as a playoff team for the next 3 to 4 years. Number two, as much as we hate some of the contracts that these older players represent, they are going to end soon. And I believe the Phillies will reinvest in other expensive players when that happens. I mean, JT's done at the end of this year. Schwarber's done at the end of this year. I hope they keep him, but we'll see. I'm talking about Schwarber there. Castellanos has 1 year beyond this. Now, the big contracts, obviously, are Trey and Bryce, and that's not going anywhere anytime soon. But I think the gloom and doom that you paint, like they're headed to the dark ages again, especially, this has to be said, especially in light of 3 wild card teams making it in each league, which represents 6 National League teams. Like, I feel very confident the Phillies will still be trying to and generally will be making a playoff berth for the next 3 to 4 years. I believe that.
I
might be proven foolish and wrong, but I think I won't be.
No. I understand your argument, and I can see why you would say that, and that's certainly the Phillies' argument.
Well, we don't know the Phillies. To be fair, we don't know their thinking. I mean, the trade deadline hasn't happened yet. Like, we don't actually know. True. But I'll tell you this, Scott. I do not think they will trade away their good players this year to dump them to, like, give up. There will not be a white flag this season.
But that could be a mistake.
To dump players. This is an opportunity to rebuild your core for the next group that's coming up that's very close.
Not easy to do that, though. No one's clamoring for Castellanos right now.
Well, let me tell you my plan. My first plan is I'm going to call Dombrowski into the office, and we're going to meet, and I'm going to allow him to go to Vegas early, and I'm going to throw up Preston Mattingly because I like what his team has done. So Preston Mattingly is going to take over. Dombrowski's going to go to Vegas, and here's what I'm going to do, Joe. I'm gonna shop Suarez at the trading deadline. And I'm gonna get that young center fielder back because he's gonna have that type of value at
possible.
The trade deadline.
Would you shop
I'm
Schwarber?
I'm also gonna trade.
Would you shop Schwarber?
That was my next comment. I would trade Schwarber at the trade deadline. I'm gonna bring back as many high level prospects as I can, and then I'm gonna re-sign him, or I'm gonna do my best to re-sign him. That's dangerous, but I'm still gonna do it because I'm all into regrouping with prospects for this next group. I just think you have an opportunity here, and you know, tell me, when is Wheeler's 34 years old, right?
I believe so.
When is he gonna wake up and it's gonna drop off?
Yeah.
Right?
And see, I mean, that's
sorry. He's 35. He's 35.
Joe keeps saying this about the pitching and the future of the pitching, and you're right. Like but Nola might be. Who knows? Wheeler's older.
Yep.
Ranger's a free agent. So
Lizardo's only got one more year left.
So it does change quickly. I don't know if you can say the pitching for the next 2 or 3 years is definitely going
to. Well,
keep
look,
them
I'll play. Say this: if they keep forget Wheeler, because you bring up a fair point, but I tend to think he'll be okay another year or two. But let's just say. I think they're going to re-sign Lizardo. We'll see. Let me put it this way. I think they're going to re-sign either Lizardo or Ranger. Let's just say get Ranger's Lizardo gone. Or Ranger for the long term with Painter, with Sanchez. That's already three. That's way more than they've historically
had. It's the next iteration of the team.
Yeah, I think so.
Lizardo is coming back. I agree with you there. I think Ranger is as good as gone. Like when Bodie at the end of Point Break, you know, he's going into the wave. He's gone and he's not coming back.
Well, so I'll say this, Scott. Scott, I brought this up before a couple weeks ago, and I'll say it again. It's not inconceivable this offseason if they have not traded Ranger, even if they have, but let's just say if they haven't. It's not inconceivable the strategy is this. They try to sign Lizardo this offseason, and if he's not going to sign with them, they sign Ranger and trade Lizardo. Mm.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I don't know why he wouldn't re-sign, though.
Who?
Lizardo.
Well, I'll tell you why he might not, because he can't hit the market for another year, and his agent might say, we're waiting 12 more months when we might get 40 or 50 extra million. But I'm saying that the Phillies, what's this saying? A bird in a hand is better than what? Two in the bush?
Yes.
I'm bad at expressions.
All right, but you, okay.
I don't know if I've ever heard that one.
You haven't heard
that? No, he's correct. No. That's saying.
Like, if I'm Dombrowski, part of my strategy is, Lizardo, talk to me now. And if you're going to be a tough guy about this, I could just sign Ranger right now. I could.
Yeah, I don't think you can sign Ranger right now. I think that's where you're mistaken.
Why?
Because his agent's Scott Boris, and there's no
he's
way
he's talking about
going
in the offseason,
I'm
Scott.
Saying in the off season,
he's saying in the offseason.
I'm saying in November.
Okay. Even in the offseason, you're now competing with other teams.
Of course you are.
Right. Well, you're
I'm not saying it's the easiest thing to do, but I'm saying it's a strategy to consider. Give me an answer. Strategy. Give me a movie and TV combo.
Okay. I'm going to go with Kevin Spacey, House of Cards, and Usual Suspects.
That's pretty big, too. That's pretty big.
House of Cards, great show.
I was just going to say, one of those shows that started out so good and then
the first
few
seasons were amazing.
The first season was good, and then it just jumped
off
a cliff.
They just dumped a bunch of storylines.
It had more than one season.
I dropped out in season two.
I dropped out when the train thing happened.
This is
the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I'm
stupid.
It was horrible. And she was a great character.
She was a great character.
It was so dumb on so many levels.
It was the best storyline.
It was by far the best storyline. The two of them, their thing was amazing.
He was awesome in that, though.
Yeah. No, he was. All right, Tim in Coatesville. Tim, good morning. Timmy.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Joe, you're a moron.
Mm. What'd you say?
Nice.
I said you're a moron. There are a lot of idiotic things that come out of your mouth, but this one takes the cake.
Okay.
Okay.
Which one?
Which one do you think?
The alien thing?
Superman.
Is Obi-Wan Kenobi a human?
Okay. Here we go. I want to ask you a question because you keep asking people the same
sure.
question.
Okay.
Is a horse a human?
No.
Is a dog a human?
No.
Is a cat?
Is a cat what?
Human. A human.
A cat is not a human.
Why is that, Joe?
4 for 4.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why? So you're asking me, why is a cat not a human? I don't know how to answer that, like, in a Could scientific it? Way, but I will say, why?
Well, actually, you can. You can very simply say.
Biology.
No, but I'm saying, genetics. I don't know. But
because
I'm sure others
DNA.
Would know.
Biology, DNA, yes, exactly.
DNA, okay,
Joe,
that double
biology,
helix thing.
Biology, how they're built.
Joe, okay. If you were to have relations with a cat, mm-hmm. would that cat be able to have a baby from you?
Would a cat be
no.
able to have a baby from me? The answer is no.
We're getting...
No, because it is not human.
Deep.
Just like Superman is not human. He is Kryptonian. He is a humanoid, so he has the appearance of a
human. So if Soup and Lois Lane, and they did get together
saying,
that one night, and that thing looked really comfortable, by the way, that
right.
white
now,
that white thing in Superman 2, that big white...
Kryptonian.
Like, so you're telling me if she had a baby, that's not a human?
No, it Kryptonian DNA is so complex that it is nearly incompatible with other species.
How do you know?
They're human.
How do you know?
Superman...
How
Superman
do you know it's so
humanoid.
Complex? I didn't see that anywhere in Superman. I didn't see anything about
Look it up.
Look it up. I've watched Superman 1 and Superman 2. That's all I need to know.
Oh, my goodness. It's all about...
Is this based on the Richard Pryor Superman? Are you basing this on Superman 3? Or some comic book dork thing?
What do you think Superman's based on?
Yeah,
comic book dork thing.
But it's
like,
really about Superman
about?
1 and 2. It's Christopher Reeve. All right, let's just drill down. That's
the
Superman.
Only... Honestly,
it's all
the
you
only
care
thing
about.
More idiotic with this take of yours is that Andy from Deadford thinks that he can call in and beat you and beat the hammer, and that is not a compliment.
Let me tell you something.
I honestly think Andy has beaten him and beat the hammer. I think Andy beating him and beat the hammer is way less dumb than this Superman thing. I mean,
it's
moronic.
Awful.
Well, Tim, I'm going to be very interested to see where the poll goes.
I've listened to this show. I listened to the show for years now. I never call in. But you had me so pissed off today because you get in these areas where you're wrong about something, but you won't let up on it.
Yes.
And you just keep digging yourself into a deeper hole that I called 47 freaking times until I got through. I've been on hold for over an hour.
My man, Timmy.
An hour and a half because you're driving me freaking crazy.
Okay.
Like, I'm shocked that I haven't cussed at you right now because that is how stupid you are being about this. Superman is a humanoid. He is not... freaking human.
All you got to do is...
Does the fact that every single person, all the people in the studio yesterday, all the people on the show today, every single caller was called up and said you're wrong, like, that doesn't even, like pierce your armor? It doesn't even make you think, you know what? Maybe I am wrong. Like, you don't have a second
no.
of that.
No.
That's the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Problem with you.
This is literally like listening to me and James on Go Birds, by the way.
No. But Tim, I appreciate your, you know, your soliloquy here.
And James, I do have an answer. It probably won't win, but I figured it's good with the theme that we're on. The answer is Christopher Reeves when he was in Smallville and also obviously Superman.
All right, you got it, Tim. Thank you. So what was he in Smallville?
I'm assuming he was like a Superman, older Superman.
Like a guest type
person.
Yeah,
part, guest
maybe?
Type thing.
And I mean, I guess he would have been in the wheelchair.
We'd
at
have
that
to
point.
Ask Richie. Richie talks about Smallville all the time.
Yeah, because I think that would have been after the accident. Wasn't in his final movie before the accident, wasn't he riding a horse and fell off the horse?
You're saying how did he get
in there? No. It wasn't in a movie. It was in real life. Like, he was an equestrian guy. He loved riding horses.
No, James. I'm saying the last movie he made prior to his actual accident in life, I think he was on a horse and fell off.
Oh, I don't know. So Remains of the Day is the last movie I remember seeing him in before the accident with
Anthony
Hopkins and Emma Thompson.
Was a great show.
So I didn't watch it, but I heard it was
Elliot.
Awesome. Yeah. I want to watch it.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was big time. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. I'm sorry to irritate the last caller so much, but Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First question, is Superman a human? Second question, Devin, I think you're the only one who hasn't weighed in on this one yet. Second question, Devin, what's your answer? Which Eagles position battle most intrigues you for camp? Inside linebacker, cornerback, safety, or offensive guard?
I think I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm agreeing with you, Joe. I think the inside linebacker spot, mostly because if you look at the depth chart on that position, and then you consider you have a guy like N'Kobe Dean, who's definitely still going to be injured to start the season, at least, if not, you know, multiple months into the season. You have Jihad Campbell, who's going to be a rookie. We don't know when he's going to be healthy. Like, there are a lot of question marks where I think with safety cornerback, it's an intriguing position group to look at, but they have options there, right? Where linebacker, like if not all of these guys, or even if one of them doesn't pan out, they could find themselves in a bind where you only have guys like a young Jeremiah Trotter Jr. to lean on.
Yeah. Elliot, gut feeling, Elliot. Jihad Campbell plays game one or not?
Oh yeah, I think he will.
Really?
I think we've gone little far with like Cooper DeJean, who Howie has compared Jihad to. Cooper injured himself right before training camp. Jihad Campbell, and I was surprised to see this. I don't know, Devin, how you felt about it, but he was doing individual drills at the mandatory mini camp.
Yeah.
Vic says he thinks he'll be practicing midway through August. Once he's practicing, he will be active. They are not going to have 90% healthy.
Get some facts and come back and see me.
Wow, James, are you saying no to Elliot?
No, I didn't do that. That's Dave Scalish in the other studio.
I was like, wow, what was
he is apologizing to me right now.
What was
he's
that?
He's waving the white flag. He said it's bad.
Yeah. But it kind of fit. Like,
I was on the phone, actually, so I just heard it go
tell
off.
Tell Scalish
like,
more of that when Elliot says nonsense.
Yeah. Scalish,
that was great.
After I complimented his Radio Shack hoodie, too. Like, but, no, I think Jihad Campbell is probably, I would say it's better than 50% chance he plays week one.
Well, I would hope so after you just made it sound almost.
Well, I mean, way certain. Higher. Like, I think it's probably 70 or 80%.
All right. Elliot, what's an underrated Eagles storyline? What hasn't been discussed? Like, Will Shipley, or is Jalen going to get a new contract? Or, like, what is What hasn't been discussed much that you think has some intrigue?
Man, it's hard because we discussed basically everything.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Jalen's agent went to the Eagles after the Super Bowl and said, let's extend this?
Yeah, so that's a great one. I mean, Jalen is absolutely underpaid at this point. No question about it. He is not a top 10 quarterback contract in the NFL, and we can debate where he is in that top 10, but he certainly is in that top 10. So I think Jalen is deserving of a raise, and if he has anywhere close to the season next season to a certain degree that he did last year, then, yeah, he will get one next year. I do think one underrated thing, we talk a little bit about it, but we probably don't discuss it enough, is they really don't have anything proven at edge rusher. And I say that to say that that's a major position for them not to have anything where you can count. Everyone's optimistic about Nolan Smith. Everyone's optimistic about Jalix Hunt. But it's just optimism at this point. Like, they have not, for a full season, been impact players. So that would probably be the one big concern. I feel like we talk a lot about the passing game, Saquon, all those things. We're all just kind of sitting along hoping on Nolan and Jalix, but that could end up being a problem.
Look, it's a major thing. I heard Bill Walsh say, after he coached but before he died, I heard him say pass rush is the second most important thing in pro football behind quarterback.
Yeah,
quarterback's one, pass rush is two. I mean, go get the quarterback. How in the world did Nolan Smith within one season go from being so bad to so good?
It's crazy. I mean, also, Jalix Hunt, you know, and credit
but
to...
But that one made more sense because...
I think it made less sense.
No.
Jalix Hunt was essentially drafted to be, and maybe not, but like a redshirt player.
I know.
And he ended up... He's now has a starting job locked up at a critical position in year two.
Yeah, but it kind of... I thought... Look, I was surprised he came as far as he did, but we were told he was going to be developmental and that there was natural talent in there. What baffled me is we saw Nolan Smith play for a year and a half. And for a year and a half, he stunk.
So he didn't really play his rookie year, though. That would be my only counter. He was on the roster, but he did not really play.
Well, that also says something. But
no, yeah, I agree with that.
Real quick, on the Jalix Hunt thing, you think he's locked in over Azeez Ojulari? Like, it's
yes,
a lock?
Wow. Yeah, I do. Now, for a couple reasons. One, they drafted him. He's here. It doesn't really matter who starts. I guess to your point, is there a world where on a key third down, Azeez is in there over Jalix? Yes, I could see that happening. But I think Jalix Hunt, week one, snap one, will be out.
Okay. Let's get some calls in here. I got to thank Ed in Phoenixville right now, who is one of the many.
Oh, yeah.
That Ed, I'm going to hold this up again for people watching on YouTube. And it's also, there's a photograph on social media of the tremendous gift that you and other listeners gave me. Of Hammer Way, and I appreciate that, sir. Thank you, Ed.
No, it's our pleasure. Richie from the Northeast was not only the straw that stirred the drink, he was the drink, he was the cup. I was just sort of the condensate on the side.
How much did everybody contribute per person? What was the...
buddy.
No, I'm joking.
No,
I'll have to get ready to write some thank you notes. I'm writing this down right
Apparently
now.
Apparently, the store that made it though was a big Hammer fan.
You guys got it. You guys didn't even pay anything, right? You got a discount.
No. I have no idea. I'm just saying. Apparently, the store was also a fan.
Thank you note to listeners and store. I'll put that. I'll put pen to paper this weekend. All right, go ahead, Ed.
Yeah. So temporarily, it's actually Ed in Chicago. I'm out here visiting my aunt. We're going to hit Wrigley Field tomorrow. It's my first time there.
Good man.
Missing Paul Skeens by one day, but. Still just, you know, wonderful time out here. Great time at the game yesterday. I wanted a quick question for Elliot on the state of our defense. And, you know, so your concern with Jihad Campbell was that he would be used less as a pass rusher, more as just an inside linebacker.
Yeah.
He does start the season. Is he going to be used more as such? Or what do you think about that?
So Vic Fangio said he's learning the inside linebacker position now because it's essentially a more complicated position to learn. And I think that does make sense, right? You know, teach him the tougher position first. And I think edge rushing, you know, not that it's not tough, but it's more technique. And, you know, I think you can put him out there a little more unpolished than you can at linebacker. I think the truth is, as much as I included want to have one way or the other, he'll probably play both this year. I think the bigger question is, in 3 years, where is he playing the majority of his snaps? Because I don't think over a career he can do 50-50 at both. I think he will land at one spot. And I will just be less excited about the pick if he lands at linebacker. I think you, in the first round, when you have a chance to find an impact guy, I want that guy at edge, not at linebacker.
Yeah, my take on it is I don't know if it's so much he's going to be one or the other. I just see, you know, very dangerous to compare him to a guy like Micah Parsons, but kind of what they do with him. Like, he rushes from everywhere. He rushes.
Yeah, but Micah also – yeah, true, but Micah almost never does stand-up linebacker anymore. Like, he started at stand-up linebacker, and he transitioned, but now I think 90% of his snaps, if not more, are on the defensive line.
Yeah, Ed, I mean, I think what Elliot's saying is Micah Parsons is an edge linebacker. And while he may move side to side,
he does not play inside stand-up linebacker.
He's not like, you know, Brian Urlacher.
Or Fred Warner. Or
Fred Warner, like pick whoever, But I will say, for what it's worth, like, even a guy like LT, I remember, would drop into coverage. I mean, he, you know.
Occasionally.
And, yeah, occasionally. I mean, I remember Keith Jackson burning him in, what, 91 in that, I think it was a Monday Night Football game, burning LT. But. You know, there's also that argument, well, why are you dropping LT in coverage? But this is the point John's been saying for years. If you're out there, if an offensive coach schemes it up, the defensive player has to guard somebody if there's a player there, like a tight end.
And I do think Jahad Campbell has rare athleticism for his size and then for the positions, whether it's linebacker or edge. So I think he can cover. I also think this year he will be a very dangerous player as a blitzer. Overall, though, he needs to develop as an edge rusher or as a linebacker. I'm not sure he's great at either right now.
All right, Ed, by the way, it was great seeing you at the Phillies game the other day, man. That was fun.
Yeah, it was, and it was 20 degrees cooler than the surface of the sun. We're still outside a bit too long, but, yeah, it was a great time with everyone.
Great time. All right, give me an answer, bud, for a role on TV and a role in movies and the best combination.
I'm just blanking right now. It must be the Chicago deep dish I had last night, but I'll give it a shot next week.
You got it, buddy. Ed, appreciate it. All right, best American town you've ever been to that's not Philly. So Ed's in Chicago. Good for him. I've always wanted to get there, never have.
You've never been to Chicago?
No.
Chicago's
wow.
great.
Chicago's awesome.
James, number one American town to visit is
oh,
which?
Oh, man. So Chicago is up there. Chicago's a great place, and there's a lot to do and multiple sports teams, and it's just a fun city. It's cold in the winter, though. And look, I like, New York is awesome. Like, I'm not one of those people who hates on New York. I think New York is an amazing, amazing place, minus their sports teams. So those are the first two that jump my head. But I will say, just having gone to San Francisco, I think San Francisco is the prettiest American city I've ever seen.
Like, it's awesome.
It is gorgeous there. It's so scenic everywhere you go.
I thought San Francisco was overrated. So I think if I had to move one place other than Philly, and I was a slightly different, I would pick Chicago. I think it's the closest.
Everyone from Chicago seems to love Chicago.
It is unbelievable.
It's a great city, man.
And it really is the closest to Philly, I think, too, in terms of a vibe and a sports culture and everything.
Yeah.
I think Boston is probably the closest to Philly in terms of,
I can't get over the fact that the Patriots play an hour and a half outside the city.
No, I know.
Like, that for me is a deal breaker.
You know what I can't get over with Chicago? And listen, it's just the way they were wired. As much as Jordan was a god, I mean, he was obviously prime Jordan, he might have been god number two there. Do you guys remember who was more beloved for a long stretch?
I don't.
In Chicago?
Like with the Bulls or Chicago?
In Chicago.
You talking like Chris Chelios?
Nope. There was a sports figure.
Oh, Harry Callis.
Oh, Harry, yeah.
Nope.
Not Harry Callis. I mean, Harry Carey.
Nope.
Oh,
there was a sports
Ernie
figure.
Banks?
That was,
Urlacher?
No, an active figure back then and then in retirement.
He was a player.
Well, at a certain point. Mike Ditka.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, they were as into Ditka as they were to Jordan. Like, they were.
Well, I mean, because he was a Bear, not a Bull.
Like, yeah, but even at, like, when they fired Mike Ditka, like, people went freaking crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
In Chicago. Devin, best town to visit is which?
Ooh, to visit? I do love Chicago. I love, this is like a deep cut, Sun Valley, Idaho is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. It's like a cute little mountain town. So that, and New Orleans is probably my favorite city to visit.
It can be dirty, though. New Orleans can be really dirty.
It can be dirty, but like it feels like you're like transported back in time every time you're there. I also think there's something to be said for open container laws. Like being able to walk around with a drink is one of the most fun feelings. Yeah. I don't know. I love it.
New Pretty Orleans. Cool. That's
and now,
call.
Like, obviously with a Super Bowl win, I have, like, a good, you know,
the walking
really
around with a drink
it.
Thing is...
It's underrated, right?
It's so great. It's, like,
it's so
freeing
nice.
In a way that you don't realize till you're doing it.
It's what I had in my reunion last weekend on campus. You just walk around
right.
with drinks.
Right.
It's,
like, oh, I didn't finish my beer at dinner. Oh, I can just take it with me.
It was awesome.
Like, it's nice.
Seltzer, remind me to put, like, a Fred Barnett Bermuda trip back on.
No problem.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.